98.1 KZE. MK with you 5 minutes after four on your Friday afternoon. Kate Dodd is here. She has a new exhibition opening at Jane Street Art Center July 5th, running through August 2nd. Outerwear Omnipresent. Kate, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. And I am very interested to hear about Outerwear Omnipresent. As always, I was reading about it on the website, but it's so hard to get a full impression of what an art exhibition is going to be.
Right.
Without seeing it. So would you like to tell us a little bit about kind of what inspired the work?
Sure. The two terms, outerwear and omnipresent, are actually two separate things in a way, although they certainly are visually related. The outerwear aspect is in the main part of the gallery, and that will consist of lots of different sculptural garments that I've made over the past 5 years that are typically used for protection, and yet the garments I've made kind of directly oppose that and show how unprotective and unprotected we are.
Yeah.
So they are oriented towards things that look like you could wear them, but you can't actually wear them.
Okay. Have you tried?
Yes, and it's not always comfortable.
Right. What kind of materials are you using?
I use a lot of repurposed materials, and I am especially, I've used a lot of single-use plastics for many years, but I also have gotten really interested in repurposing books because there are so many that don't have homes, and including some that I used to own and didn't know what to do with. So some of the things are made of cut up books. Some of the things are made of discarded packaging that I've come across. Some of the things are actually, I have one piece that's made out of brown paper bags and grass.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of variation in the materials, but the kind of underlying connection to all of them, besides the theme itself, is that almost all of them are involved a lot of labor and are made of many, many parts that come together to create something bigger than the parts.
Yeah. So is the amount of labor required kind of part of the art?
It certainly is part of my enjoyment.
Yeah.
And it's part of what I naturally do.
Yeah.
And more, it's also part of what makes me feel good. Mm. But I just seem to be able to think of hard ways to do things. And I also am so interested in taking materials that have been discarded and finding new life in them. Often the way to give them new life is directly the opposite of the way they were made in the first place, that
yeah.
you have to put in a lot of time to kind of put them back to use.
Right. And it's these things that we use quickly without thinking about and then toss away and continue to not think about.
Right.
And
you're
taking them back and putting them in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of think of it as a redemption of their integral physical worth.
Yeah. And then Omnipresent also uses discarded materials.
It does. It uses campaign signs from the 2024 election. And so I've been aware of, and I should maybe say before I go into the description of how it came about, that Omnipresent is a full room immersive installation that people will be invited to walk through. And as they walk through, I think it will change their perception of kind of their body in space.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entire thing is made out of these campaign signs, the plastic corrugated ones that you see.
Everywhere.
You see them everywhere.
They are omnipresent.
So that's part of the point. And of course, the election felt omnipresent too.
And yeah, the politics is omnipresent.
Yeah. It's omnipresent. Yeah. Yeah. And so I find that the signs, you know, I find them to be visual pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're always put in places that already don't have some negative visual aspects, but I'm kind of fascinated by the spaces that those signs occupy, because
mm-hmm.
while some people will put them in front of their houses, often these things are found in median strips and kind of at intersections and places that are not fully claimed as belonging to anyone.
Right.
And yet they are a way of claiming the space, and that more and more and more, I guess partly because it's so cheap to make them, you see them used for every possible thing. So not just kind of power washing and moving services, but any kind of municipal celebration. Now they have them, any kind of marathon or 5K run or what have you. It's just like they're everywhere.
Right.
And they're an interesting material because basically, even though those signs are made out of the same plastic as milk jugs, it's made of a lesser quality, HPDE, I think it's are the initials. And because it's a lesser quality and because it's a large flat surface, recycling centers can't recycle them. And so they really are garbage. People tend to think they can be recycled. Municipalities I've spoken with, some will take them, some will not take them. But they basically gum up the works.
And they also, most of them have those little metal stands in them, too.
They do, but those pull apart very easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and those, the stands can be recycled, you know, if you take them to a scrap place that takes scrap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, I did not know that about those signs. And truly, I mean, they're just kind of a part of life that I think we all accept at this point.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered, too? I mean, I know this is silly because obviously somebody just comes out and puts them up, but I've never seen somebody like sticking them in those medians. But there they are.
But there they are. I have. I don't think I ever have either. And hopefully no one has ever seen me taking them away.
But I'm glad that you take them away because at least you're repurposing them into something thought-provoking. And so this is a full room installation.
Yeah.
So are these, I imagine that they've been, some of them, deconstructed.
Well, what I do is I make a lot of work out of taking strips of text from books and creating forms. So I took the signs and cut all of them up into strips so that you know what they are, but you can't read them any longer. And then all of those strips I use as just a construction component and connect them to each other to create, basically I'm creating this large horizontal plane that is wall to wall in the room, and there is a narrow path within the plane that you can walk in.
Wild.
And when you walk through it, the plane comes to kind of shoulder neck height of the average person. And so the further you walk into it, the more your head can be seen, but you can't see your body.
So you're just
so it's just
ocean.
Floating heads in an ocean of plastic.
That's wild.
Yeah. Which, political plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. The metaphor is right there. Is this idea something that you were thinking about doing and then connected with Jane Street Art Center, or does the connection with the gallery happen first and then you kind of brainstorm what can I come up with?
Yes, usually the latter.
Okay.
Through a friend, got in touch with the people that run Jane Street Art Center, Jen Hicks, and they offered me a show, I guess it was a year and a half ago. Of course, it seemed like it was never going to come, and here we are. So I knew I was going to do a show, and I was interested at first in something about the history of Saugerties. I preferred it because I do work for specific sites. I try to work with whatever that site is about. And so Jen had mentioned to me that Saugerties had been a big brick industry place. And so I did some research on that and took a look at the Brick Museum. And she had mentioned there are places along the Hudson where you actually can go and pick up the old bricks. And I got really excited about that. I tried some ideas with it, but I realized to fill a whole room with bricks was more than I physically was going to be able
that
to handle.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting enough filling it with campaign signs, but bricks would have put me over the edge.
Oh my gosh.
So then I thought about making bricks out of campaign signs.
Okay.
But that didn't seem to be going in a fruitful direction. And then I had this sense of being kind of subsumed by the election and by, beyond that, money in politics and money in disposable plastic and how all of that is, the whole world feels disposable at this point. Or at least that it can be seen that way by the way people treat it.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds, I mean, I tend to like to ask, you know, what are the emotions that this piece will evoke as you walk through it? And it sounds overwhelming.
It may be. I think it'll be surprising. And I do always like for things to be surprising. I think it will make people very aware of their bodies in space. And other people's bodies in space. It certainly will make you aware of how tall you are. Because for some people, it will come to the perfect height. You know, kids will be able to run under it. You know, very tall people will be able to get the, you know, the drone view.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. You said shoulder height. I wasn't thinking that that's a very relative term.
Yes, 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 it is. So it may feel overwhelming to people, but I think what I've found in my work is that I often do something because I feel overwhelmed, and other people see what I'm doing and don't get that sensation at all. They get a sense of joy or beauty or intricacy or
fun. I mean, it seems like
you do have fun. Absolutely.
Making these works. Yeah.
Yeah. It's what my ex used to call funhouse art.
Is that why they're your ex?
Good for the kids. No, that's not why he's my ex. anyway, it could elicit all kinds of emotions, but I think probably underline it will be a little bit of a, this is where we're at. This is who we are. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Kate Dodd is my guest. We're talking about Outerwear Omnipresent opening at Jane Street Art Center on July 5th with, of course, the traditional opening reception from, yes. I believe it's 4 to 6 on
That's
the 5th.
Right.
And you'll be there, right?
I will.
Do you enjoy kind of seeing people see your work? Do you enjoy talking about it to people?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, that's really like what the best thing about an opening is, right?
Yeah.
And having an exhibit is that you get to make the connections that you don't get to make in your studio.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Anything else we should know about Outerwear or Omnipresent?
Well, there are going to be a couple special events.
Cool.
So beyond the opening, Gardens to Upstate Art Weekend, there is going to be a performance of traditional Indian raga music in the gallery on
cool.
Saturday. Some friends of mine that are really, really good players, so that'll be nice. And I think that'll change the space a lot, too, to
yeah.
hear that kind of music in that space.
Certainly.
Yeah. And then August 2nd, the last day of the show, I'll be giving an artist talk as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate Dodd is my guest today. JaneStreetArtCenter.com to learn more about Outerwear Omnipresent, and head over to the opening reception on July 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been very nice.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed it, MK, and I'm looking forward to meeting all the people that listen to this radio station. So come on down.
We got some Joan Baez. It's tangentially related, right?
It is. Yes.
Before the deluge on KZE.